I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Hey guys, it's Sunday night, which means the Atlanta Housewives is on, and we've got Kenya Moore here with Fantasia. I love Fantasia's helium-like speaking voice and her positivity, and I love Kenya because she brings out the shade in all of us. This should be a really fun show. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. She sometimes gets a standing O, and tonight Kim gave her a standing O. No, she did not. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kenya Moore and Fantasia now. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Sunday night, drinking to the supermoon. Tonight, her fight with Kim at Nene's house might have been avoided if somebody had more manners. Here to tell us her side, it's Atlanta housewife Kenya Moore. Looking gorgeous. And while many people have won American Idol, very few have actually become American Idols. And she is one who has. Welcome back, Grammy winner Fantasia. Fantasia's new album, Christmas After Midnight, is out now. You can, what'd you say?
I was just amening that.
She was
Absolutely. Amen. You can download it now. I will amen that. It's really good. Over at the bar, she stars in a new Amazon pilot that people are raving about from The Climb. It's our friend Alicia Umfress. Hey, Alicia. Congratulations on your recent wedding, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Let's get started. Nene's closet is amazing. What about all those underwear drawers?
Yes.
Does a lady need that many, that much underwear?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Especially newlyweds.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
There you
I
go.
Can do that too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
by
girl.
The way, congratulations. I've not seen you since you got married. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
And let's see the ring.
Yes.
You got a shot of this ring?
Yes.
He did well.
He did well.
You
did
well. On tonight's episode, Marlo's outfit was interesting. And this brings us to our first poll question of the night, which is Marlo's bunny ears hot or not? Go to WWHL.TV right now. What do you ladies think?
I like them.
You did?
Yeah.
Kenya Moore?
I didn't like them.
You did not like them. It looks like our audience is more on Kenya's side there. 84% of you. 84%. Okay. Kenya, Nene had a lot to say about your friendship with Cynthia tonight. Sure. Take a look.
I'm like, why are you so angry? What's the issue you have with me? What have I ever done to you? What's the problem?
Kenya was minding her business tonight.
I see Cynthia fighting to say, you know, this is my friend and I'm gonna support her. And
Kenya said she was quiet for the longest time.
But I don't know that Kenya would actually do the same.
Are you being a little jealous now?
I'm not being jealous. But I just feel like she speaks for Kenya. Cynthia's not woke. I feel like I want to be like, wake up.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV now. Our next question is, do you think that NeNe is jealous of Kenya and Cynthia's friendship? Yes or no? Kenya, what do you think?
I don't know if it's jealousy. I think NeNe is the type of girl, she just wants all of her friends to be her friends, and she doesn't want to share.
Okay.
But she can't have Cynthia all to herself.
All right. Well, the viewers are saying yes to that, 72%. Sheree's son, Cairo, was in Fantasia's music video last year.
Wow.
Check this out. This is so cool. It's a video for When I Met You.
Oh, my God.
And there he is. He did great, right?
And he's so cute.
Did he have to audition, or how did you cast him?
You know, Derek Blanks, who was an amazing
photographer, yes.
In ATO, he found him. And at first I was like, hey, is that Sheree's son?
Right.
But when we started shooting, I was like, yo, he's amazing. And I always support those who are up and coming and want to. He did very, very good.
That's great. So cool to see him. Kenya, before we move on, you're getting a lot of heat for what you said to Kim about reassignment surgery. Judah McQueen said, my dear, you're too cool for the casual transphobic remarks with all the violence towards trans women this year. Please atone for your remarks. I know you're getting a lot of tweets. When you saw it, well, talk to me about it.
Yeah, I just think initially I was just going after Kim. I was just throwing the kitchen sink at her. I was just incensed by her remarks toward me and her hatred. So I was trying to offend Kim, but definitely didn't mean to offend anyone else. And I can see why someone would be offended by that.
You can?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
On second glance, do you regret saying it?
Oh, yeah. I never want to offend anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, question four. Kenya and Fantasia are flooding in. But before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, tonight at NeNe's already controversial girls and gays party, Kim Zolciak went on the Kim Zolci attack. Watch.
Kim egged Kenya on.
It ain't gonna f***ing happen, bitch, because you don't exist.
Shut the f*** up, okay?
Well, where is he?
Worry about your husband.
My husband's real, bitch.
As real as your hair. I realize
bitch,
you're upset.
Nobody gives a f*** about you.
You do. Worry about pimping your daughter out, bitch, for John Legend tickets.
Let me tell you something, bitch.
Let me tell you something, bitch.
Kim, wait a minute.
You know what?
Take her out.
Wait, please, let me go back in there.
No.
I don't know what this bitch is doing, except walking around pretending she got married.
Okay, by the way, Brielle tweeted, since we're all talking about me being pimped out by my mother for John Legend's tickets, I wrote the tweet and pressed send. We both thought it was funny. It's a joke. I'm almost 21.
Listen, I think if you think that's a joke, something needs to be said about the way your brain functions. Not a joke.
Well, NeNe's reaction to the entire thing was John Legendary. Take a look.
I'm so mad right now.
Kim, I believe that kids are off limits, but you can't be posting stuff about your own child sucking d- and then be mad somebody else say she sucked the d-. Honey, the music ain't that great. I listen to it on the iPod.
That is some shade about John Legend music.
That went to a whole other level.
I know. I'm waiting to hear.
We're talking about sucking a.
I'm waiting to hear from Chrissy Teigen on that. Here's what. We have heard a lot about this from you at home already, but go to WWHL.TV now. Tell us, whose side are you on, Kim or Kenya? Wow, look, they're already voting, and it's kind of split down the middle.
She said it. She said that. Out to the world, you know, who does Brielle have to blow for John Legend tickets?
Did she really say
she
that?
She said it.
She
absolutely. It's 100%.
She was, but I mean, she was kidding, right?
Well,
I mean,
who kids about that? I mean, who kids about pimping their daughter out for concert tickets? That's not funny. I don't think. And she got a lot of heat for that initially,
right,
too.
Right, she did. Yeah, she
so,
did. Yeah.
Clearly,
by the way,
America
wow.
didn't think it was funny.
Well, clearly, America is split here 50-50.
Well, 51-49.
Wow. All right.
in my favor.
Second, lest you think it was a one-fight night when the Atlanta ladies took a trip to San Francisco, NeNe and Portia renewed their hate by the Golden Gate. Watch.
I am not doing this at this moment.
You are upset.
So you were angry.
No, so you are angry.
No, where you were angry.
You're the one that's in anger management.
Cheers.
Anger management.
But you need to be.
Cheers.
No, you need to be.
No, you need to be.
No, roll them back.
What did I say?
Roll them back.
What did I say?
Roll them back. Plenty of things.
You talking
about me. Roll them back.
you.
You. You.
You.
You.
Okay. Our favorite part is that they were competing to see who could serve the juiciest all beef patty with special sauce. It was too much for someone's bun. That is amazing.
I cannot.
Okay. Here's one. If you still have your phone, I'll go to WWHL.TV. Tell us, whose side are you on, Portia or NeNe?
Oh,
now, this is interesting to see NeNe. Where people are going on this. It looks like NeNe is all right. There you go. Finally, American Idol is not a team sport because there are two eyes in it. But I want Fantasia to use her two eyes to tell us who she'd put on her fantasy idol team. Here's what, Fantasia, I'm going to give you a musical situation. You tell me which American Idol you would pick in that sitch, and we will assemble your ultimate idol team. Okay. Who would you rather have as a backup singer, Jennifer Hudson or Kelly Clarkson?
Oh, that's not fair.
It's fine.
Kelly Clarkson.
Okay, Kelly. Who would you rather have as your manager, Simon Cowell or Randy Jackson?
Simon Cowell.
Okay. Who would you rather have as your backup dancer, Paula Abdul or J-Lo?
Ooh. Gotta go with J-Lo.
I'm gonna have to go with Paula because we have history.
Right, okay, that's all right. Who would you rather have style you for red carpet events, Mariah or Nicki Minaj?
My stylist.
Oh my God, she can't even do
it. She can't be shady.
Okay,
she cannot be shady.
Who would you want as your 24/7 groupie, Sanjaya or William Hung?
Oh my God.
William Hung, because he go hard in the paint.
Okay. Who would you want as your vocal coach, Carrie Underwood or Adam Lambert?
Come on, help me out with this.
Oh God. Okay. I love Adam.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go with Carrie.
Okay. Oh. Who would you rather have as a leading man in your next video, Steven Tyler or Seacrest?
Steven Tyler.
Yes.
Baby.
All right. There's your dream team.
I love it.
Download Fantasia's new Christmas album now over at the Bar from the Climb on Amazon. It's Alicia Humphries. Humphries. Alicia, do you have a question for Kenya? I know you've been watching Atlanta.
I do.
Yes.
So if you had to choose, who would you rather have on a season of Atlanta, Phaedra or Kim?
Oh, God. That is a really...
Come on, Kenya.
Oh, my God. That is a bombshell of a question. If I had to choose between one, okay, I'll just say Kim.
Oh my gosh! By the way, Kenya, what are you pregnant? Are you having IVF treatments? What's happening?
We will talk about that when I can talk about that.
Okay, Fantasia, what do you? If you could give the past Fantasia advice, what would it be?
Ooh.
Fox Twins 2 wants to know.
Oh wow. To just not go into this industry with your heart because it doesn't care anything about your heart.
Oh.
Oh, but I'm good now, boo. Yeah. I'm good
Kenya,
now.
Karn and girl said, does Matt still contact you?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay, let's go to Sawyer from North Carolina. Hey, Sawyer, what's your question?
Hey, me and my friend Alex are huge fans, but our question's for Kenya Moore. Like, we just wanted to know why she's being so shady about her husband, like, what she have to hide?
I'm sorry, what did he say?
Why are you being shady about your husband? Do you have anything to hide?
Oh, I have nothing to hide. My husband is a former investment banker. He's an MBA. He's an amazing husband. And we're out all the time. I have nothing to hide.
Right. Yeah. The fact is, he doesn't want to participate in the show.
Well, I think initially he was concerned, and there were a lot of things we had to work out between us. And I think we're at a different place right now.
It is challenging because you marry someone and you're on a reality show about your life, and he may not want to.
Yeah.
He may love the woman, but not love the show.
Well, you know, investment bankers were always taught that their clients are the star and that they are in the background. Before me, you couldn't even Google him.
Right.
You know, so to right. then be thrusted into the spotlight and then, you know, to be associated with people questioning whether you're in a fake relationship and things like that really harm someone's reputation.
Right.
So it just took a lot of adjustment, but we're good.
Can I say something?
Yes.
And, you know, I always have to be the one to come back and say positive stuff. I don't know her story or her life, but I married a man that did not like the spotlight.
Right.
Never likes to take pictures, and he sits back and he lets me do my thing. So some people just, even though he married her and he understand what she did, some people just don't like that.
Right.
Eventually, he has to he will come around, but sometimes for people it's just like, yo, that's your thing.
And you
that's
got married. Mine. You got married. You had kind of a whirlwind relationship, right?
Not with him.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Before that, yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah. He's my angel. Hi, okay. Boo.
Let's go to Queen from Houston. I just got back from Houston a few hours ago, Queen.
Hi. Hi, Fantasia.
Hey, baby.
How are you? Hi. I have a question. The question is what are your thoughts on the remake for American Idol, and did they ask you to be a judge?
They did not ask me to be a judge.
Is it too soon, do you think?
It's a little soon. You know, listen, it was, what, 15 years?
Right.
You know, how many ideas are you going to have? But, hey, at the end of the day, they're blessing people and open doors for people. But my only advice is you have to bring in good judges. When I was on Idol, we had people who truly respected music, was passionate about it. Don't just bring up people who are good for the look. Bring in people who are going to give people good advice, encourage people, and tell them what they need to know about this industry. So, hey, if they call me, I'll go. But because
what do you think of the judges?
Who are the judges?
Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, and Luke Bryan. Is that the other one? Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be good. It's really soon, but hey, it'll be some people that come out the woodworks that's gonna sing. Hopefully, bless people through the television. So hopefully, it'll be good.
Okay.
This woman cannot be shady. Like,
I actually think she just was a little shady. Let's go to Angela from Georgia. Hey, Angela, what's your question? I just put two and two together.
I love her.
Hey, Angela.
First of all, I love you. I think you're fabulous, and your shade game is supreme.
Oh. Are you talking to me or Kenya?
I'm talking to you.
Thank you. Thanks. What's your question?
And I just want to say, Fantasia, you're beautiful. I love that blouse.
Thank you.
And my question is for Kenya.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Kenya. First of all, I'm so sorry about your grandma.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
My question is, if you were swimming in shark-infested waters and the boat that came to save you, you had Kim and you had Portia on deck to pull you out, who would you swim to in hopes that they would grab you?
Oh, why am I getting this
another good
question?
One.
I would have to go with Portia. I think she would be a little more
Kim would sit there with her solo cup.
Kim would pour blood in the water so that the shark could get to me faster.
Let's go to Phil from Pennsylvania. Hey, Phil, what's your question?
My question is for Fantasia. I just wanted to know, if you had to pick a housewife from any of the housewives to do a duet with, who would it be?
To do a duet with?
Yeah.
Does a lot of the housewives sing?
I'm gone with the wind, fabulous.
Kenya had a single.
Well,
Kenya.
Of course, I'm not going to say Candy because you guys know we're friends.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's like...
And Demetria is opening up for you on tour right now. That's cool.
Wow. She's amazing. I love her.
That's great.
Beverly Housewives.
Beverly Hills? Erica Jane?
Erica.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Who's with her? I would do it with Erica. Yes.
Fantasia getting a lot of tweets about your top. Who makes it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. We'll find out for the after show. Kenya Willoy One wants to know what your dad thinks of your new man.
He really likes him.
He does.
Yeah, he really likes him.
All right. We were just listening to Baby Mama during the commercial break. You said that was your biggest hit.
Yeah.
But that you got a lot of crap for it.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, yeah. But it is such a great song. I mean,
hey, you're talking about, you know, you're saying baby mama. I want to honor all the baby mamas. But what people don't understand is when you are a mother and you are a young mother. Not saying you chose that, whether it was a mistake or whatever. I chose to be the best mother that I could be. And so I went through things, and it wasn't easy for me. So I'm just honoring all of those women who go through, still go through today, and trying to be the best mother they can be by themselves. And that's all I'm saying. That's all. Come on, give me something.
This goes out to all the baby mamas. B-A-B-Y. I love it. And I'm not going to be able to get it out of my head for the rest of the night, so I'm a little irritated about that.
You're going to have to just go get you a baby mama now.
I know. Great. I'm in. It's time for my muscle of the day. It goes to Beyonce, who apparently changes her email address every week, according to Ed Sheeran. Talk about iconic, but this news probably did come as a shock to Michelle, who thought that her email was still Beyonce@destinyschild.net.
The shade of it all.
Tonight's Jackal goes to the news that Long Island medium Teresa Caputo and her husband of almost 30 years are splitting. The audience is very upset. No one saw this coming except for so many dead people. I want to thank Kenya, Fantasia, and Alicia. Hey, by the way, this week we have Sam Smith with Patti LaBelle on Tuesday night. How great is that? Sam Smith and Patti LaBelle. Oh, perfect. Time to come. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody. Okay, we are back with Kenya and Fantasia and Alicia from The Climb on Amazon. Fantasia's Christmas album is called Christmas After Midnight, and I can dig sexy. Christmas After Midnight.
Yes.
Jazz music.
Jazzy, sexy.
I like that red
Christmas
on you
After
too.
Midnight.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Rob from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Rob, what's your question?
My question is for Kenya, and ladies, you both look stunning.
Oh, thank you.
But Kenya, which of your cast members gave you your favorite wedding gift, and what was it?
No one gave me a wedding gift.
Well, you didn't invite anybody to your wedding.
Does that matter? I think you still should send a gift, but I'm having a large wedding soon, probably in the summer.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, I'll invite everyone.
Great.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, back to the phones.
Invite. Yes, okay. Of course.
Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Dana. I'm calling from the Eastern Shore.
Okay, Dana, what's your question?
Hey, Kenya. Just want to say hi to Kenya. Sorry to hear about your grandmother.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And my question to Fantasia is, you're like one of my top 10 performers, maybe 5. Or
top 10.
I've seen you perform.
Sis, hey sis, what number am I? 1, 2, 3.
Okay, 5.
Thank you so much.
I've seen you perform several times. Sister girl, you slow down every time, every performance. When are you gonna come out with a gospel album?
You know, soon. I have to, because that's my roots. And I never run from it. And every show I do, as you see, I always go to church and I always give God praise. Because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I wouldn't be sitting right here right now. So pretty soon.
Very good.
Okay, nice.
You know who else can belt it? That lady behind the bar.
Yes.
She is a belter.
Yes.
When are you coming back to Broadway?
I don't know.
What was your last show that you were in?
On the Town.
On the Town, which I loved so much.
Sing back a little to the something. Can I have a little something, just a little piece, please? Please?
What do you want to hear?
Whatever you want to sing.
You may not be able to clear it.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Yeah, baby!
Nice.
Yeah,
all right. Baby. Thank you, Alicia. Back to the phones. Okay. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Brianna. I'm from Georgia.
Hey, Brianna, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for Kenya. I really want to know, how do you feel about Sheree's boyfriend in jail?
Oh, what do you think about Sheree dating someone?
You know what? Listen, I believe in love, and if she happens to be in love with someone and they're incarcerated. If no shade. If he makes her happy, I'm happy for her. I mean, I don't know why anybody would care about that.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Tasia, and I'm calling from Tallahassee, Florida.
Hey, what's your question?
My question is for Fantasia. Hi, Fantasia.
Hey,
okay.
Baby.
Hi, I've been trying to get in contact with you for so long. I'm getting married in March, and I had a question to ask you. Would you be an honorary bridesmaid of mine?
Oh.
Wait, I got to ask you a question. Don't you think your friends that you went to school with, grew up with, would be so pissed if you put me in the wedding?
No, because they know how much I love you.
Huh?
No, they know how much I love you. I've been DMing you on Instagram. They know this is a dream of mine. So I've been trying all types of ways to get in contact.
Can you, you know what? I suggest you call her agent and make a deal.
I probably won't be able to make it, but here's what I will leave you with. In your marriage, you guys keep everybody out of your business. You guys pray together, and that for you will stay together. Love you.
Thank you very much. Very good.
I think you might need to be a preacher.
That was the last call tonight. By the way, we got a lot of tweets wondering why one earring.
That's the new thing right now. Plus, this is so big. Why put another earring on that side? So I just decided to, you know, give this some play and give this earrings.
I want to thank Kenya, Fantasia, and Alicia for more. TV.com. Good night, everybody. Hey, everybody. It's me. That was really fun. I love that Fantasia. Kenya's always fun. And, I mean, here's the deal. I feel that Fantasia was throwing shade at American Idol. I don't know if you agree with me, but I didn't really have to read between the lines there. Re the judges. So that's the headline for me. All right. I will see you tomorrow. We have a great week of shows this week. Have a great week.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.